says that I owe Reuben $1,000, and it says there, if I don't have any money to pay him up, he has the right to collect from all the property that I own. Im yesh b'machrayes nechosim is lo yachzer. Then you're not allowed to return that shtar. If you found it on the floor, you can't return it to the malva. She'bezdin nefroyim mehen, because Bezdin collects from it. So we have to be afraid if the shtar was lost, maybe it was paid up already, maybe the achrayes is wrong. So since Bezdin can collect from achrayes, from the shabodim, from the shtar, you should not return it. So Rashi says, yesh b'machrayes nechosim is she'shibed loyven nechosim liyoyse malva. You can't return it to one that found the bat to the malva. And even if the life is the money that he owes the money. And the Gemara explains over there, because we're afraid, Shema paru min aloiva, Pasha, maybe he paid up already. And really the shtar fell from the loiva. Why is he moida? Because it's a kanunya, they're making up a trick between two of them. Listen, you go and collect the money anyway. I don't have any more money. So you're going to collect it from the property that I already sold. So very good, get that money between the two of us. We'll split it. Therefore, the locher is, if somebody finds a shtar that's written in the shtar that he has the right to collect from Shabodim, so then Bezdin tells the person, don't return it to the malva. Because we have to be afraid, maybe who lost it, the leiva lost it. Maybe it was paid up already once. They just want to make a trick to collect again. But, ein b'machrayis nechosim, let's say in the shtar it does not say that you have a right to collect from the Shabodim, from the property that the leiva sold. No, the malva only has the right to collect from the loiv himself. Then yachzer. Then if the loiv agrees that he didn't pay up yet, you have a right to give back the shtar to the malva. Why? Shein bezdin efroim him. Because bezdin does not collect from the shtar from a shabodim, so they can't make up any trick between the two of them. Because if the loiv agrees that he owes the money, he's going to have to pay the money up by himself. You can't go anyplace else to get the money. Give Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. So you see, according to Rameya, if in the shtar it was not written achrayis, it's called as no achrayis, that's it. You can't collect from Mishabodim, you can only collect the money that the loiv himself has. But for Chachamamayim and the Chum say, which is a Yudhishita, no, Echad Zev, Yechad Zev lo yachzer. Whether there is written achrayis in the shtar, whether there's no achrayis in the shtar, we hold achrayis toy sofer. It's as if the achrayis was written in the shtar, that the locher is the malva, the one that gave the money, has the right to collect from him, even from the property he sold after the halvor took place. So therefore now, if somebody finds the shtar, we can't give it back to the malva. She'bezdin nefroyim mehem, because Bezdin collects with this shtar even from a shabodim. So we have to be afraid the loiva is playing the trick with the malva, that really the loiva paid up the money already, and they're just going to try and collect again, take the money away from the lekuchais. So therefore, Bezin says, don't return the shtar. So kids, you see, it's a machlokes for a meyer and a yuda, if achrayis is toy safe or not. So of course, the kasha now mishta then, the Mara asks, reisha Rabbi Meir. The reisha of our mishta goes according to a meyer that a ksuba has to be 200 from sula and can't be less. The safe Rabbi Yehuda, and the safe of our Mishnah says that achrayis is toya safer. Even if you didn't write achrayis in the shtar ksuba, it's as if it was written there. That's Rabbi Yehuda shita. So the Vissamadna, who's our Mishnah go like Rabbi Yehuda or like Rabbi Meir? Tichitayna, maybe you want to tell me. It's not a kasha. I'll tell you really, kula Rabbi Meir. Our whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. So then the beginning of the Mishnah is very good, that you have to give your wife $200, you can't give her less for a psula. If so, why does the end of the Mishnah say that achrayis toy sofer? I Rav Meir shita is, if you don't have achrayis, there's no achrayis. V'shani lele Rav Meir, ben ksuba l'shtori. Hatei Rav Meir makes a difference between a ksuba and a shtar. That by ksuba here, there's a special tanai bezdin. Bezdin made a special tanai bezdin, that by ksuba, you have a right to collect from a shabodim, even if it's not written inside it. So that Rav Meir agrees to. Fred Gemara, is that true? Does Rav Meir hold that a shtar ksuba is different than a regular shtar? That he holds that by shtar ksuba you say achrayis toy seifer? Is that true? For a tanya, we learn like this in Gemara Bava Kama. It says there, chamisha goyvim min amechororim. Five people, even though they have a right to collect money from somebody else, when they collect the money, they could only collect min amechororim, means the money that he has, local money, the money that he has on his property right now. In other words, you can't collect from Mishabadim. five people and you have a right to collect the money, you could, if Reuven owes you the money, you could only get the money that Reuven has in his possession right now, either cash or his own property, his own karka that he owns. But property that he already sold to somebody else, you have no right to get it away. Who are these five people? The Elohein, Peiris, the Lachu, when you collect money for the Peiris, or also Shvach Peiris. These are also, Rashi says, Peiris or Shvach Peiris, Kanam Masech the Gittin. Hey, Metsiyan, Achilles Peiris, Lashvach, Akos, Mechos, Meshabodim. Tikkun Oilam. The Achilles Peiris, Rashi says, HaReisha Gozo, Sot Mechabayroi. If somebody stole somebody's property, O Mochro Liachron, you sold it to somebody else. V'yeshvichon, that person planted it and made it better. V'rei Yoitze Bedin. Now the locher is when we find out it was stolen property, it goes back to the original nigzal. We take it out of the lokeach. Im shvach sheshbich lokeach. Even though the one that bought it now planted in it and fertilized the karka, all the shvach he put in sawat, still it goes back to the nigzal. Now the imperish shabor, even if it started to grow the fruits, all go back to the nigzal. Sha nigzal torfim imenu. The nigzal, the one that was stolen from, has the right to get it back. Salacher is now that the moicha, the one that bought it, goes back to the gazlin and collects from the gazlin, like it's nachray is there. So he collects the keren, the actual value of the karka, he collects from the chosim mishabodim. But ushvach minachosim lecherim. But that's the locha. When the moicha, the one that bought it off the gazlin, wants to collect back from the gazlin his money, the money that he paid for the karka itself, that he even collects from Mishabodim. But the money he's collecting for the shvach that he put into the karka, or for the peiris, that he only collects from Chororim, what the gazlin owns, and not from Mishabodim. The Gemara there in Gidin explains to the Tikkun Olam, because that's not a thing people know how much it is. People always be afraid to lend money, because they'll be afraid maybe they'll never see it back. So that's a Tikkun Olam for Shvach, for Peiris and Shvach Peiris, you can't collect from a Shabbatim. Right, the next case is Vamakabal Olav Lozon as Ben Ishtoi. The man accepts upon himself to feed his wife's son. He marries a new wife, she has a son already. He's Makabal upon himself to feed him. So that Choyv, also you only collect from the Chororim, from the property the husband owns, and not from something he sold. The same thing if you marry a new lady that has a daughter and you accept upon yourself to support her, the money is only taken from the money you own, you have right now in your possession, and not what you already sold. Forget choyv, anybody has a shtar choyv to collect money. Shein boyachrayis, his rameyashita. If somebody has a shtar halvor, Reuven, the Malva has a shtar that Shimon owes him $1,000, and it's not written inside the shtar you could collect from the mishabadim, from the property that Shimon sold, so you can't collect from the property he sold. You could only collect now from the property that he has in his possession right now. And the bride sends off the ksubas isha. Who adin if you have a ksuba you gave to your wife? Shein bo achrayis, if it's not written in the ksuba that she has a right to collect from all the achrayis, from any nechosim that you sold already, so if the husband sold the property, she can't collect from it. So the Gemara says, "Man shamet lady yom achrayis lav toy seifru." Who's the man yom that says in regular shtar halvor when you lend somebody money? If it's not written inside the shtar, the din of achrayis, there's no achrayis. You can't collect from the property that was sold already. Who holds this shita? Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir shita, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Uktoni, and it says clearly here, ksubas isha. It says clearly in this price that even a ksubas isha also, Rabbi Meir shita is. That if the husband did not write in the ksuba that she could collect it from Mishabodim, she can't. If the husband sold his property, and at the end when he gives her a get, he doesn't own any property anymore, she can't collect the ksuba. So you see, according to Rameyi, even ksuba is not called a toyis seifer. So if so, it's a kasha back in our Mishnah. The ratio of our Mishnah goes according to Rameyi, and the seifer that says achray is toyis seifer by ksuba is not like Rameyi. So it's a lustira. So Gemara answers like this: If you want, I'll tell you a whole mishnah could go according to Reb Meir. And if you want, I'll tell you a whole mishnah could go according to Reb Yehuda. Really, I'll tell you the mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda. What was the kasha of Reb Yehuda? So the seifa of the mishnah is very good. Reb Yehuda shita is achrayis toyis seifa. Even though it's not written in the shtar achrayis, it's as if it's written there. You always have a right to collect from a shabodim. So the seifa of our mishnah is good. What was kasha, though, was the reisha. The reisha about Mishnah's mashma, you have to give your wife, if she was a psula, 200. You can't make it less. And yet Yudis says a wife could write a receipt back to husband saying, his kabalti, I received $100 from you already, even though she really didn't. So the chur kasha's mashma, the husband only has to give her 100. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, hosom, kosvolei, his kabalti. Hochole kosvolei, his kabalti. I tell you, our Mishnah may be agreed to Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is talking about stam l'ksuba. Or if you didn't write l'ksuba at all, if you didn't write anything, or you wrote, if you do write l'ksuba, you have to write to your wife if she's a psula, you have to write to 200. You can't get away less than writing to a 200. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is another halacha. He says that even after you wrote her $200, now she goes and writes back to you a receipt, saying that she received 100, even though she didn't receive it, but if she writes it, next time she's moichel the $100. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. It's as if kinu is kabalti. That's the shalom achronim, how exactly mechila works. But here, by first according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would work like kinu is kabalti. When she is moichel, she frees him for paying the 100. It's not sound like he was never had a chiv to pay 200. The pshat is true. He said he gave the ksuba for 200. It's like he had a chiv to give her 200. Just later, when she writes him a receipt saying, as if I received it, we look as if she really received the money. So that's why 100 gets crossed off. But at the beginning, how much of a ksuba do you have to write your wife? Havad Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the ratio of our Mishnah, you have to write a 200. And if you didn't write a ksuba at all, automatically it's 200. So therefore, our whole Mishnah could go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Like the Iboyisayma, Rabbi Meir. Maybe how much goes according to Rabbi Meir. My chayiv diktoni min amachororim. Maybe what's the raya for now? Mishnah that says you collect from mishabodim. Who says from mishabodim? The Mishnah only says that if the husband wrote in the shtar that I'm only setting aside one soda to pay you for the ksuba, and this one soda is not worth enough for the ksuba. The ksuba was 200, and this one field was only worth 100. So the Mishnah says she has a right to collect from all his nechassim. But maybe only from the chosin that he owns at the time when she collects the ksuba. But maybe not from the nechosin that he already sold. Maybe if he sold his nechosin in Echnami, maybe takviyo da achrayi is his lav toy sofa. So the chosin that he sold, she can't collect from a shibada maybe, even by a ksuba. Because the Mishnah goes according to a meya. That's what the Mishnah says, if he wrote her one sod, it's no good, because he has to pay her from any property that he owns right now. But maybe only from the achrayis, from the mechororim, the what he possesses right now. But enichnami, if he sold something, then she can't collect it. So therefore, the Mishnah come out good either according to Rabbi Meir or according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right, then the Mishnah says, like cost of law. If he didn't write her anything, so dinner is the ksub is worth, you have to automatically 200. Omer avur de Shmuel. Avur de Shmuel says the Chiddush. Eishes Yisrael shenenso. On Eishes is, she was married already. She's married to Yisrael. And now a man is manasa, forces her to live with him. Asura labayla. Still she's also to her husband. Even though an anusa is muta by Eishes Yisrael, Rabbi Avua says no, we'll soon see where the Torah says she's muta. But in a regular case, Rabbi Avua says she's also to her husband. Why? Chayshinon shema tchilasa b'yenis. We have to be afraid, true, when the man first came and attacked her, she was forced. But we have to be afraid, v'sayfa b'rotzon. Once the man started to force her to live with her, maybe she started to enjoy it. And maybe at the end of the beer already, she enjoyed the beer. So if she did the end of the beer, b'rotzon, Rabbi Avua Shita is, Avua de Shmuel Shita is, that's called as nus b'rotzon, that she's also to her husband, even to Rishis Yisrael. That's about Avu de Shmuel's Chiddush. We'll soon see if we all have that or not. Eisvei Rav li Avu de Shmuel. Rav is the kasha to Avu de Shmuel. Says now Mishnah, im tishtaboyi, if your wife is caught, captured by the goyim, afrakinuch, you'll have to free her, you have to pay the ransom, for your svinuch lili intoy, like in Yiksuba, it is supposed to be written, that if she gets caught by the goyim, she gets kidnapped, you're going to free her, and she'll be a wife to you. So mashma, she's your wife, you're allowed to live with her. And you're saying she's also to you. So how could the Mishnah say she's allowed to, you're allowed to live with her? Ishtik, they kept quiet. Kori Rav Oled Avu Dishmul. So Rav called an Avu Dishmul the Posig. Sarim Otsu B'molim. Like the kings kept quiet. The Kav Yassim Lepin. They put their hands in the mouth. He didn't know what to answer. So Mara says though, Ma Yisla Lameim. What should it be said though? That Bishviya Bishvu Yakilu. I tell you, by the Shvuya, they're more makel. Shvuya, we don't know for sure, but how she lived with the Goyim. So only a Suffolk, maybe the Goyim lived with her. So it's like a Sveik-Sveika. We don't even know for sure the kidnappers lived with her. And even if they did, and most was Beyonis, we don't even know for sure she was Berustin at the end. So therefore, by Shvuya, Vada will more makel to say that she's Mutta. Now the Gemara is, Uli Avu Adishmul, according to Avu Adishmul Svara, that Chilosoi Beyonis, for Seifa Berustin, she's also, if so, Oynis the Shayi Rachmono, Hechim Ishkachas Lo. We know the Torah says clearly that if your wife was someone was manasa, but oynis, she was forced, that she still mutter to her husband. So where is the Torah talking about? According to Avod Shmuel, she should be also to her husband. So Gemara says the Torah is talking about Kagoyin de Kamri Edim. The Edim there saying that they saw the way the whole time, Shetzovcha Metchilo V'yatzoif, that she was screaming from the beginning till the end. So that's because the whole thing was by oynis, she was forced. But Avu Dishmul is talking about, well, we don't have Edim, that she was screaming the whole time. Then we have to be afraid, maybe at the end of the Bia, she then did a Beratza, and that's why she's awesome. The Mora says, though, a Pligi de Rava. Avu Dishmul argues on Rava. The Yama Rava, Rava holds, Kol Shet Chilasa Boinis, the Seifa Beratzain, even in the case of it's true, that at the end of the Bia she did a Beratza, but as long as the beginning she was forced, Afilu Hi Omeris, even if she says, Henichaloi, leave him, let him live with me. Shilmolai lo niskak lo, shilmolai niskak lo, if it wouldn't been for the fact that he attacked me, he sechrosoi, that she says, I would have hired him, that he should have be with me. In other words, now at the end of the beer, she enjoys it and she wants Sabbath with him. Still, Rava holds muteris, still she's mutter to her husband, even though she's nacious ish, still she's mutter to her husband. My time, what's the reason? We said the Svara Yetzer Albisho. That since it started out that she was attacked, it started out Beyonis. It's called this Meister was done by force. Even though at the end she agrees and she wants to have it done, that's the pshat that Yetzer Albisho, her Yetzara, grabbed hold of her. And she was being forced now by a Yetzara. So also, that's not called Berotzen. Rashi says, Yetzer Albisho, the Gamzer Oynis, that's also called forced. At the beginning of the Bia, when this man forced her, he put like Yetzara, he gave her the taiva to have znus. So even though at the end she agrees to do it, that's not called Berotzen, that's still called Bianis. That's where we hold the halacha. But the Tanya Kabos to Rava, bring your proof to Rava. The Pasuk says, V'loy nisfasa, she was not forced. In the case of an Hs Ish, that was not forced by a man, but in other words, she lived with another man, Verotzen, Asura. Then she's also to her husband, she's a Saita. Ho nispasha, mashmalo, she was forced from another man, Muteris. Then she's Mutter to her husband. But V'eshno Ko Acheris is another lady, Shafa Pishloy nisfasa, even though she was not forced, still Muteris, still she's Mutter to her husband. V'yezu, who is that? Where's the lady that was not forced by another man? And still she's mutter to her husband? Kol she'tchilasa b'yainis. As long as the beginning the man attacked her by force. V'seifa b'rotzen. Even though at the end of the bia she does the b'rotzen, she wants to do it, still she's mutter to her husband. Providing her husband is a Yisrael, not a kohen. A kohen she's also to anyway. A kohen is a riot to Rava, that chilasa b'yainis. V'seifa b'rotzen is mutter. Tan Yidduch, not another brisa. The Pasuk says, V'loy nisposa. She was not forced, Asura. Ho nisposa. Mashma, she was forced, though, for men attacked a married lady to live with her. She's mutera, she's mutter to her husband. But Yishno, V'yesh l'cho acheres is another lady, Sha'afa pisha nisposa, even though she was forced, Asura, still she's also to her husband. V'yeza zu, who is that? Eshes Kain. That's the loch, and Eshes Kain is also, even beyond this, still she's also to her husband. All right, turn over. Was it Amr Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Mishum Rav Yishmuel? The pasuk says, "V'hidloin nisposha asura." If an aishas ish, as she lived with another man and she wasn't forced, talocher is asura. She's also to her husband. Ho nisposha mashmuel. She was forced. Then muterish is mutter to her husband. V'yesh lo chacheres is another type of a case. Sha'afa pish loin nisposha. Even though she was not forced, muterish still she's mutter to her husband. Where's there a case that an Ashes Ish lives with another man, still she's mutter to her husband? V'yei zuzu, who is this? Shekidusheho kedushe tois. The case is where the first kedusha for the first husband was betois. He didn't really mean it. There was a mistake involved. Rashi says kedushe tois means al tanai. They made a condition with the first kedushin. V'loynis kaim at tanai. They didn't do the condition. In such a case, imzinsa tachta muteris loy. If she has nus now, still later she's mutter to marry the first husband again. If he sheino ishtoi, because right now at the time of this nus, she's not married, she's not the first one's wife. Ela penuya bialmihi. So that's because the penuya lady, a girl that's not married, had lives with another man, she doesn't become usa to any man because of that. Only to a kayin at certain times. But otherwise she doesn't become usa. So therefore, kedushay toy, she's still mutter to get married again to her first husband. Shafilu bino mukravak seifoi, even the case where she has a bino, she has a daughter already, is mukravak seifoi riding on the shoulders, from a menes, v'lechasla, she could say goodbye to her husband and go away. Yeah. So that's another case where even though she did it b'rotzen, still she's mutter to marry wherever she wants to. Where the first kedushin was betois, that means nothing. Even though she had a child already, that means nothing. Kedushin betois, it means like there was a mistake. The kedushin was never chal, she was never married. Omer Rav Yehuda. Yehuda says, Hani nashi de ganvui. These wives of ganovim. Hani nashi de ganvu ganvi. That if she was kidnapped. He has somebody's wife. That was kidnapped. The ganvei ganvei ganovim were still is kidnapped her. Shai legavrayu. When they free her, she's still mutter to live with her first husband. Why? Because we say even if they lived with her, they only did a b'yoinis, not b'rotz, and therefore she's mutter. Rashi lefi shibayinis, same b'yoin aleim. Because even if they lived with her, it was only by force, and she's mutter to her husband, if he's a Yisrael. Amri le rabbonim le Rabbi Yehuda. The rabbonim said to Rabbi Yehuda, vo ko mematin lehu. Nahama, that we see that she feeds them bread. So Rashi v'rei on royim sheboiden etzlon v'lichelen loisen ganovim lechem mazon al maratenu. That we see the chur she doing things willingly. If we see Adam says that she went and fed the ganovim, Sumar says no machmas yira. That she does is because she's afraid of them, but not that really she became friendly and close to them. For the gemara will become a shalchan legiri if they go to fight. They go and take along the bow and arrows for them. So again, the chur we see they're close with them. So we should be afraid that maybe they had nus with them. Barotzen. So the Gemara now again machmas yira that they do it because of fear. But the Gemara says though, but vaday in a case for sure that shafkinu. Let's say they let them free. The kidnappers told the lady you can go free. V'yazlem enafshayu and they stay with them by themselves. They don't want to go away. Then avadi asirin. Then for sure they're usa. But then we say for sure the pshat is they want to have zdus with these people, they do it b'rotzen, and therefore she's a saita, she's also to her husband. Tana Rabbanan, Shavuya Malchut, if she was captured by the king, Rashi Noshim Sheshosu HaMelech L'Tashmish, and the king Chab grabbed the hold of a lady to live with her, is a Reyanki Shavuya. That's like a regular loch of a Shavuya, she was captured by the Goyim, that if she gets freed, she's still mutter to her husband. Genuve Listois, let's say Rav is stole her, kidnapped her, and in Kishvuyis. Then she's not like Kishvuyis. Yeah. Mashma then what? That she's also. For the more of a time, Yipchu learns just the opposite. So more says like this. Shavuyi Malchis, that what we learn just, Tan Yipchu, so more says, Malchis Amachus Lakasha. There's no theory about if a king takes her, one place says she's mutter to husband, and one place Mashma she's also. Ho b'malchus achashverus, ho b'malchus ben netzer. Trashi. B'malchus achashverus, hein kishvuyin lefish, emela godalu, v'yodash lo yisenu, u bilosa b'yenis. Like, they know, v'yodash, they know that what, that they won't, that king won't really marry her. Therefore, what she does, this nus, is only b'yenis she's forced to. So by a big king, by a small king, maybe the lady will think, it's worth it for me to let's have znus with him, because maybe he'll marry me, and I'll be a queen. So maybe she'll want to do a b'rotzen. But if the king is a big king like Achashverosh, she knows for sure he's not going to marry her. So therefore, she knows he only wants to have znus with her, therefore she's not going to do it b'rotzen, only b'yonis. Therefore, she's still mutter to her husband. Ma'ashenkein ben Eitzera, she says, listen, Oyo, v'lokar ayoris, o molach aleim. He was the head of the bandits. They used to capture a city and rule over the city. Vanasa Rosh List, he was the head of the bandits. over the day tonight and shvuya malchus enik shvuya v'asuras lebalayim to sover mincev lekanosav lo v'nevelas brotzen. Because here, when the girl is captured, the lady is captured by them, we're afraid maybe she thinks that this person will marry her, and then she'll be the queen there. So she's knicha with it, maybe. So therefore, she's also to her husband. So by kings, it depends what type of a king it is. So the Gemara, listois al listois lakasha, I, one place says that she's caught by the rabbis, she's also to her husband. One place, masmish, no, she's still mutter to the husband. Ha beben neitzer, ha belistim di alma. One is beben neitzer, and one is by listim di alma. Rashi's listim di alma means small rabbis, that small rab is like it's not worth it for them to become to marry them. They don't become anything. So if small rab is kidnapped them, for sure they don't want to live with them. So for sure she's a mutter to her husband. Where is she also by a big robber like Ben Eitzer? If he captures them, then they feel maybe they want to get married to him. They'll be like a queen. For the Gemara, it's a theory then about Ben Netzer itself, this head of the bandits that capture cities. Oh, Ben Netzer, Hossam Korole Melech, before we called him like a king, secondary Tachashverish. Vacha Korole Listim, here we're calling him just the head of the bandits. Gemara in, God be Achashverish Listimu. If you want to compare him to a big king like Achashverish, he's only called like a Listim, like a robber. But God be Listim, the Alma, when they get to other robbers, Melechu, he's the head of the bandits. He's like the king of the bandits. So this Ben Netzer, that's the only type of a case that we're afraid that maybe she did it Timberotson. Maybe she did it willingly, because maybe she really wants to get married to him, and therefore well, she's also to her husband. But the other two cases, whether he's a big king, whether he's a nobody, then she would not do it Berotson, only Bionis, therefore she's mutter to her husband. By to the Kahanes, the Mishnah says, Ad Rincholim Dinosha. The din of a Tanai Ksuba is when a Kohen gets married, he has to write in the Ksuba that if his wife gets captured by the Goyim, Halacha is, he has to free her. He has to pay the ransom. But after he frees her, he's also to her. Because Aisha's kain, if she lived with a man, even Bionis, even with a guy, still she's also to the husband. So that's when the husband, the kain, frees her, it's only to send her back to her father's house, but not to stay married to him. Some rabbi, Abayi says, if so, Almona l'kain godol. Let's say a kain godol marries an Almona. And the Halacha is, they have to give a get and not let her stay married. Still, calls them on their marriage, chayiv lo v'doisa. If she gets caught by the goyim, he has the chayiv to free her. Why? Shani kaira bo v'kahanis ad rincha l'medin osach. Like, that's the Tanai. That if your wife gets captured, what do you have to do? You have to free her. Not to keep her for wife, but to send her back to her father. See, also, even though you're an amona, married to your kain godol, married to an amona, but you have to free her, and it's not mean not to stay married to her, but to let her go back to her father's house. Let's say a mamzer.